Today's episode will teach you how to keep deer out of your yard and gardens. I will describe 7 methods I employ that seem to work at keeping these creatures away. Don't get me wrong, I like deer just as much as the next person. I like roasted deer, grilled deer, deer burgers, deer sausage, and I especially like deer steaks. I also like the deer legs that my neighbor gives me for my dog. He's a hunter, and sometimes the dog makes out too. My dog likes to chew on the bones in the yard and then scatter them throughout the place. That's one sure way I keep the tall, 4-legged rodents out of the gardens. At least I think it works. It's pretty ominous for deer to eat in a deer graveyard with dog pee and poop strategically placed throughout, as well as bones. But just the bones, pee, and a bit of poop alone are not enough to keep deer out of your yard and gardens. My property borders a 50-acre wooded park, and the deer there leave it during the day to ramble through the neighborhood. Depending on the season, I sometimes see them at 5 o'clock on my way home from work making their way to their beds near the school. When I started gardening 4 years ago, my neighbors told me I was wasting my time because I'd end up feeding the deer, rabbits, and squirrels. And if you know anything about me, then you know I like to be told I can't do something. I've learned through permaculture that in most cases, pest problems are solved by principle number 8, integrate rather than segregate. By putting the right things in the right place, relationships develop between those things, and they work together to support each other. For example, if aphids attack a plant, grow cilantro to attract ladybugs that will eat the aphids. In the case of deer, the dog pee and poop, and deer bones seem to help deter deer, at least so far. Another easy method I employ to stop deer involves stringing 20-pound fishing line in 2 layers around the trees and fence in my backyard. The line is strung between 4 and 6 feet high, with the first one strung all along the border. The next line is strung about 3 feet in from the first. The restriction any animals feel at the line is enough to give them pause and turn away. If they jump over the first one, then the second line serves to make them feel a little trapped, and deer don't like to feel trapped. It's also a nice way to give any intruders pause in case they feel like traversing through the backyard. Another method I recommend is to cut bars of Lifebuoy soap into quarters and tie them with twine strung from tree branches and structures. The smell is said to deter deer, which have a keen sense of smell and alerts them to possible danger. Another method that is easy to employ is to grow lots of aromatic plants. I grow a lot of mint, thyme, tarragon, oregano, dill, and chives, which are interplanted throughout the gardens. These plants are perennial and grow well, which means they only require to be planted once for long-term production and protection. However, the most carefree method for keeping deer out of yards and gardens is to install an 8-foot or higher fence. However, the cost and ruin to the scenery has never been attractive to me. I would only consider such a fence if I woke up one day and saw the yard filled with deer. Then again, a call to my neighbor to get out his bow would always seem more economical and delicious. So there you have it. A dog to scare away deer. Dog pee. Let the dog mark itself along borders and your plants. Dog poop, for which you don't need a dog, just a sign in a collection bin in your yard. Deer bones from your friendly neighborhood deer hunter. There is one nearby. 20-pound fishing line in a 2-layer fence. Lifebuoy soap strung from twine. And aromatic plants placed throughout the yard and gardens. That's it for today. Now go and do something useful to keep deer out of your yard and gardens.